There is a viable solution to the opioid epidemic, and Dr. David Hanscom, retired physician and orthopedic spine surgeon, explains.
What's happened over the years, I'm a complex spine surgeon. I tend to deal with these situations that are at the end of the line where nothing else can be done. Many of my patients over the years have had multiple surgeries before they get to me. And then the last 10 years, we started getting people with infected spines. A high percent of those, probably two-thirds of those, were from people using IV heroin. And what happens is that the bacteria gets into the bloodstream from dirty needles. It lodges either on the cardiac valves or in the spine. Once it gets into the spine, the blood supply isn't great, so it can't get out. Then it grows in the disc space and becomes like a tumor. It starts destroying the tissues around it. By the time they get to us, they're either becoming paralyzed or the spine's falling apart. It takes a very extensive operation to put these spines back together. My non-operative care for electric spine surgery became quite good, to the point I was only doing 4.5% of my patients were needing elective surgery. It turned out that 40% of my entire spine practice was dealing with infected spines. That also would require 6 weeks of IV antibiotics to try to get them better. And I was able to gain a lot of insight into what drives these people, what happens, and what's going on, and potentially some possible solutions to the problem.
Dr. Hanscom says what your doctor doesn't know can and will harm you, and he explains.
We're moving very fast in medicine, and we're not given time to actually talk to the patients to find out the full problem. It turns out that in chronic pain, a lot of times people are under tremendous stress when their symptoms flare up. The reason for that is that when you're under stress, it changes the body's chemistry. The body's now full of adrenaline, cortisol, and histamines. And what happens, it doubles the nerve conduction. It has an effect on the brain, the bowel, the bladder. There's over 30 symptoms that occur from chronic stress and pain. And what happens is that we're moving so fast, we're not really finding out what is happening in these people's lives. And people have horrible stresses, family losses, financial issues, all sorts of stuff. And by not having the time to talk to our patients, we're really not finding out the whole picture. Instead of treating the root problems, we're treating symptoms, and that's become a major problem.
Dr. Hanscom talks about what makes most treatments for pain ineffective.
The neuroscience research the last 10 years, especially the last three, has shown us what happens with pain. It gets memorized by the brain. The definition of chronic pain now, it's a memorized set of pathways that become connected to more and more life experiences, then the memory cannot be erased. The problem is that it's a neurological issue, not a structural problem. We keep throwing structural solutions to a neurological problem. Once you understand the problem, the solution basically based on neuroplasticity is actually rewire the brain, which works consistently, incredibly well, no risk, and it's been an incredibly rewarding part of my career.
Dr. Hanscom talks about why he wrote the book, Back in Control.
I was in chronic pain myself for about 15 years. I came out of it by pure luck in about 2003. It took me about 5 years to figure out how I got into this and how I came out of it. And the neuroscience research the last 5 years has been quite profound. The second edition of my book, Back in Control, A Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain, takes the concepts that I use myself to come out of chronic pain. I started to share those with my patients. By learning the tools to auto-regulate your own body's chemistry, your sense of well-being goes up, and the chronic pain literally disappears. It turns out that the mental pain is actually the bigger problem than the physical pain. When you're under chronic stress, it changes the body's chemistry and translates into physical symptoms. The book, again, gives the context of why and how this happens. Even if you don't have chronic pain, everybody has anxiety. By far and away, the most rewarding part of this process is that anxiety is not psychological. It's a neurochemical survival reflex, which is much more powerful than the rational brain. Once you understand that basic link, things change dramatically. But I would encourage you to look at this as a proactive way of how to improve the quality of your life by decreasing anxiety.
Dr. Hanscom invites you to check out his website.
Backincontrol.com, one word, backincontrol.com. The reason why this process is a viable solution to the opioid epidemic is because it changes the body's chemistry, decreases anxiety, but it's also self-directed. You don't need a major pain center to come out of chronic pain. Most of the people that come out of chronic pain probably have spent maybe 6 to 10 hours with the process. And of course, it's an ongoing process, but it doesn't require major medical resources to solve the problem. That's why from a public health basis, it's actually a viable solution to the opioid epidemic because it's so self-directed.
Dr. David Hanscom is a retired physician and orthopedic spine surgeon.